USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is ordering emergency medical facilities be set up in areas hit hard by the coronavirus.
Today I'm announcing action to help New York, California, and Washington ensure that the National Guard can effectively respond to this crisis. The National Guard, these are tremendous people. They're fully on alert. We've signed what we had to sign, and it's been activated.
FEMA Director Pete Gaynor.
In order to assist with additional needs identified in those areas, the state of New York was approved for a major disaster. Washington State was also approved earlier today. California submitted their request, and the president will consider it immediately. We have medical supplies en route to these states, including respirators, surgical masks, gowns, face shields, coveralls, gloves, with quantities already delivered to both Washington, New York, and California.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
A Russian misinformation campaign is going viral on social media. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The White House is responding to rumors that the federal government's about to order a nationwide coronavirus shutdown. Acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf tweeting that contrary to such rumors, DHS has no plan to order any such thing. His tweet saying the rumors aren't true, and he's advising everyone to not pay attention to what he calls disinformation campaigns. President Trump has retweeted Wolf's comments today.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has tested positive for the novel coronavirus, becoming the first case of COVID-19 in the Senate and raising fears about further transmission of the virus among the Republicans at the Capitol. Paul, who is an eye surgeon, went into quarantine after learning his results. Five senators are now in quarantine, including Mike Lee and Mitt Romney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A number of Olympic athletes are calling for a postponement of the Tokyo Games. Here's USA's John Hunt with more on the story.
A worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Olympics until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. The group called Global Athlete said, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19, the IOC must do the same. This show of solidarity among Olympic hopefuls adds to the dozens of individual athletes who have come out against IOC's current stance, which is to start the games as scheduled on July 24. This is USA Radio News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has ordered a near lockdown for the state to help stop the spread of the virus. John Clements reports.
The executive order by Governor Phil Murphy impacts nearly all of the 9 million residents of New Jersey to stay at home. It also mandates that all non-essential retail businesses be closed until further notice.
We cannot run the risk of residents from one state simply moving their parties or their shopping habits across state lines.
New Jersey has had 1,327 confirmed cases of the virus, with at least 16 residents of New Jersey succumbing to the coronavirus epidemic. I'm John Clemens.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.